This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here are this week's top headlines. Richardson approves hotter waste at WIPP, and Bioneers panel will discuss LANL contamination. Richardson approves hotter waste at WIPP. The New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, recently modified the operating permit for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIPP, to allow highly radioactive waste to be disposed of there. Governor Richardson recently signed the modification in Carlsbad. WIPP is a repository for waste generated from the making of nuclear weapons. It is located 26 miles east of Carlsbad in a salt mine, 2,150 feet underground. WIPP opened in 1999 and is operated by the DOE. Transuranic, TRU, or TRU, means that the waste is contaminated with elements heavier than uranium, such as plutonium. There are two forms of TRU waste, contact-handled, CH, and remote-handled, RH. CH waste is waste that DOE allows its employees to come into contact with the barrels. RH waste is waste which must be handled with robotic equipment by humans located behind shielded walls and windows. In the past, and in large part due to public opposition, only CH waste was allowed at WIPP. DOE states that there will be no impacts from shipping RH waste to WIPP, so that there will be no disproportional adverse impacts to the low-income and minority population surrounding the site and living along the transportation routes. However, Citizens for Alternatives to Radioactive Dumping, CARD, an Albuquerque NGO, states that this assertion is being made without scientific justification and does not comply with environmental justice principles. The document, which assessed the environmental justice issues, was written almost a decade ago. The communities nearest the site, Loving, Carlsbad, and Artesia, have a higher average of minority, disabled, and low-income populations than the United States as a whole. Furthermore, New Mexico, which will permanently house the waste and is the only state to experience all the shipments, has the highest minority populations in the 48 contiguous states. Nevertheless, NMED stated that the, quote, decision to allow RH waste is based in part on the NMED WIPP hearing officer's decision that environmental justice issues concerning WIPP had been resolved, end quote. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, CCNS supports CARD's position that environmental justice issues must be addressed. Communities along the transportation routes have requested medical monitoring to determine a baseline before shipments begin. DOE must take these steps to protect public health, end quote. Bioneers panel will discuss LANL contamination. A diverse group of local women will speak about the contamination to the Rio Grande watershed from activities at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, this weekend at the Bioneers Conference in Taos, New Mexico. Joni Ahrens of CCNS, Rachel Kahn of Amigos Bravos, Marian Nariano of Citizens Living Around Nuclear Sites, and Sherry Kotowski of the Embuto Valley Environmental Monitoring Group will speak on the panel. Some of these organizations have joined with others to send a 60-day notice of intent to sue the DOE at LANL for violations of the Clean Water Act. The Bioneers Conference provides a forum to connect the environment, health, social justice, and spirit within a broad progressive framework. The conference will be held from October 20th through the 22nd. For more information, please visit www.bioneers.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.